Thank you. Let me just say, I'm here in solidarity. I'm here in solidarity with the families of the 25,000 people that were killed as a result of Union Carbide, now taken over by Dow, and for whom Dow refused to accept any responsibility. I'm here in solidarity with the people of Mongolia who have been forced off their land by Rio Tinto Zinc just to mine the gold and the metals that will be hung around the necks of athletes over the next few weeks. I'm here in solidarity with all those people in North America whose environment is now threatened by BP in the tar sands operation, and all those in the Mexican Gulf that BP has already polluted their land, their sea. And I'm also especially here in solidarity with all those people who've been forced off benefit despite their disability by the scourge of ATOS. What these companies have done, have taken the wonderful spirit and symbolism of the Olympics and they've dragged it into the gutter with their corporatization. They've destroyed that wonderful venture that was established so long ago in which people could come together as people, not countries, and compete with each other to demonstrate their skills and their strengths, and they've dragged it into the dirt. And our campaign is to reclaim the Olympics, to bring it back to the people, to kick out the corporations, to kick out the sponsors, and bring it back to sport once again. But you know, it's not just about individual companies, is it? What they've done is they've taken something which we all value and turned it into a commodity to be bought and sold. And that isn't about individual companies, it's about a system. We call it capitalism. That's why this isn't just a campaign about individual grievances. This is about a campaign to change the system. Now, we've got an opportunity, and it's been mentioned, in this coming 6 to 12 months to mobilise in October against austerity. And the march in October is going to be critical to giving people confidence that they can fight back. But after that, there's been planned now strike after strike in what is going to be an autumn of anger as workers gain confidence and take industrial action. And to be frank, our job now is to plan that action, where we bring together industrial action with direct action to do what? Well, to bring this government down. To bring this government down for the crimes it's committed by perpetrating the austerity measures upon us. But to be frank, there's no point in replacing this government with what's gone on before. So in every demonstration and on every picket line, every form of direct action, it's our task now to start discussing the sort of society that we want to create. The sort of society that's based upon equality and democracy. And this is the sort of society that will organise an Olympics that's not exploited by corporations, but by genuine for the people, for the sports people, and for our community. Solidarity.